Welcome to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications, your source for lobbying, compliance, ethics, campaign finance, and election news from across the country.
Good afternoon. My name is Jim Warner, and I'm an Assistant Director of Compliance Services here at State and Federal Communications. I've been assisting our clients with their compliance needs for almost 15 years. In certain jurisdictions, this includes assisting in the response to a random audit, which brings me to the topic of today's podcast, state lobbying compliance and audits. I'm going to mainly talk about three things today. One, I'm going to give kind of some general information on audits, followed up by preparing for them, and then finally, the most important part, responding to an audit if you do happen to get selected. So let's talk about audits and get some general information. I'm going to start with what we are not talking about. So some jurisdictions choose not to conduct audits per se, but instead reviewing filings for accuracy or completeness. This is more than confirming that a report has been filed. You know, for example, in Massachusetts, every lobbyist and employee report must be approved by an employee of the lobbyist division. Every report is also reviewed in Oklahoma. They won't usually require documentation, but they may do things such as, you know, verify information from one report against another. So while not an audit, knowing if your jurisdiction reviews reports is important because it often requires some kind of a response or some kind of action, maybe just not as formal. But obviously, the most common vehicle used for reviewing reports is a random audit, and that could be either lobbyists or employer filings, depending upon how the entities and individuals are registered in that jurisdiction. So typically, this means a pre-selected number or percentage of registrants' filings are reviewed by the state for accuracy. Once selected, either the lobbyist or their employer may be required to submit documentation to verify the information provided on registrations and reports. So what states conduct these random audits? I'm going to list them here, so you want to write this down if you're registered in one of these. California, Connecticut, Florida, Indiana, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Washington, and West Virginia. Audits can be conducted by different entities, which may include an accounting firm or even the actual filing agency. So my biggest kind of tip or something to remember in this area is know if you are registered in a jurisdiction that conducts audits and the type of selection process or review. How are you going to be notified that you've been selected? Do not be surprised. So let's go into what do we do next. We're registered in an audit jurisdiction. Let's be prepared. Be proactive rather than reactive. So no matter the method or timeline for reviewing reports, advanced preparation for an audit is vital. Please make sure that you can receive the notice. With each report, check the individual and company contact information and update it if necessary. The filing agency needs to provide notice of audit selection, right? So updated contact information will ensure that this can be delivered and to the correct recipient. The notice can often be delivered by email, but it can be done via regular mail because of, you know, the formal nature of an audit. And also, your registration can typically become part of the audit. Once registered, proceed as if every report will be audited, meaning that the report should not just be filed timely, but accurately and with all proper documentation for any figures disclosed. Although it is typically financial information that is verified, anything on a filed report could be subject to an audit. Know the type of documentation that will be required to reflect what you are disclosing. Estimates are typically not sufficient. You know, I've told clients before to have a mathematical basis for employee compensation. I had a client tell me once, oh, I think it's around $500. And I just simply said, well, if you're audited here in New York, that's not going to pass. We typically have our clients report compensation on a pro rata basis. Verify the amounts provided by your lobbying firms against invoices to ensure that they match the contract and the corresponding records. Know the accounting method that you must use in that state. Is it based on what you paid during the period or maybe what you accrued? So again, remember in the area of preparation, you have to do it in advance. As you complete reports, keep contemporaneous and accurate records of those items that you disclose. Here at State and Federal Communications, we keep a packet of information for every single report that we submit. It's much easier to get a receipt or an invoice when preparing the report, because keep in mind that some audits may not take place until well after a report has been filed. You don't want documentation to be, deleted or discarded. So again, keep that supporting documentation, and this can include things like invoices, canceled checks, proof of ACH payments, receipts, and any of those pro rata sheriff salary calculations. So finally, you've been selected. Let's turn now to the response. Contact the auditor promptly upon receiving that notice. Acknowledge its receipt. Establish a rapport with the individual auditing you. Depending on the deadline for a response and when you get that notice, it may be necessary to request an extension to compile the necessary documentation. We typically do this, and they are usually granted. At the same time, if you do happen to need documentation, you do need to verify information to confirm that amount that you've disclosed, send out those requests first thing. You want to get people working on documentation, be it a lobbying firm or an employee, so that you can have that when necessary to respond. Never submit an incomplete response to an audit. If there are missing pieces of documentation, explain that and why. We usually do an audit response ourselves when assisting a client with a response. Make sure the information you are submitting with a response matches the report. So we're going to look at the reports and the documentation, compare those, and see where any discrepancies are. And if you do find a discrepancy, don't worry, but notify the auditor of it, along with a corresponding explanation. If you happen to make a mistake on a report, it's okay, mistakes happen, but tell the auditor that. If you reported something you shouldn't have, tell them. We commonly include a cover letter with our audit responses we work on with our clients, outlining not just the documentation we included, but any holes or discrepancies. Do not take any action, such as amending a report, without being instructed to do so by the auditor. If you're being audited for your 2024 filings, don't touch them until this process is complete. You will receive some kind of a formal response with audit findings. This will provide you with clear instructions of exactly what you need to do. If you feel something needs to be done with your filings on top of this, just complete this process first, then go back and change something that maybe you reported after this has been completed. Remember, if you follow the advice that I've discussed and you've prepared, the worst case scenario that's going to happen is you're going to have to file a report amendment. You filed everything on time, you filed them in good faith and accurately, and you have the documentation. This should not be a stressful process. So again, remember, work closely with the auditor in preparing your response. If you find an error while reviewing the information and documentation for your response, notify the auditor, but don't take corrective action until you're directed. Review the audit filings quickly and complete any required actions as soon as possible. But ultimately, know if you're registered in an audit jurisdiction and prepare in advance. And then if you happen to get selected, timely, complete responses. If you happen to need further assistance with audits or any of your other state lobbying compliance needs, State and Federal Communications has the necessary resources. Our resources are available to help you pass any audit. Our lobbying compliance guidebook has information on audits in each of our covered jurisdictions. And as indicated, we also assist with consulting for lobbying reports. And along with this comes document retention and audit response assistance. Please don't hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. Thank you and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Lobby Comply Pod from State and Federal Communications. For more news, visit lobbycomply.com. To learn more about how we can guide you along the road to compliance, visit stateandfed.com. Lobby Comply Pod is produced by Joe May and John Sponarelli.